Back in the 50s, Elvis Presley inspired teenage boys around the country to learn guitar and join bands. Down in Beaumont, Texas, another teenager wanted to become the next Elvis, but this one's name was Barbara. Barbara Lynn Ozen had started playing electric guitar and writing songs when she formed an all-girl band in high school. She was discovered by famed Gulf Coast record producer Huey P. Moe. In 1962, they put out a record of Lynn's song, You'll Lose a Good Thing. It became a top 10 hit, and Lynn went on the road with the soul music tours of the time, sharing the bill with Jackie Wilson, Gladys Knight, Stevie Wonder, and Sam Cooke. Lynn had several subsequent minor hits, appeared on American Bandstand twice, and the Rolling Stones recorded one of her songs. But in her 20s, Barbara Lynn started a family and didn't have much time for music. Now at 58, she's back with a new CD called Hot Night Tonight. Let's start with a song from it. This is I Let a Good Man Go.
I let a good man go. Yes, I did. I let a good man go. I never really told him how much I cared, 'cause I didn't realize that man was so rare.
That's Barbara Lynn from her new CD, Hot Night Tonight. Barbara Lynn, welcome to Fresh Air.
Thank you very much, Terry.
Let's go back to your musical beginnings. You got started on piano and ukulele. Where did the ukulele come in?
Yes, when I was a young girl, I played an Arthur Godfrey ukulele. The thing about it is my mother noticed that I was acting like I was playing the keyboard, but I was also trying to act like I was playing a guitar also.
Kind of like playing air guitar?
Yes. So she went out and bought me a $10.95 Arthur Godfrey ukulele. And I learned, and I taught myself how to play some songs from that, you know, and it just went on from there. And after my parents noticed that I was so into music, they finally went on and bought me, I should say, a real guitar, you know, a real one then. And I really, you know, then I really took it then, you know. This is what I wanted to play.
What kind of songs had you been playing on the ukulele? Were you playing blues on the ukulele?
Yes, I was playing songs like the things that I used to do by Guitar Slim. And I was also into the B.B. King type music, too. And I even admired Brenda Lee's style of singing, too. Connie Francis and, you know, people like that, you know.
Now, you've said that Elvis Presley was a big influence on you. What did you hear and see in him that inspired you?
Oh, yes. When I first tuned into Elvis on television, I mean, you know, just like everybody else went wild, so did I, because I liked his style of singing. And I also liked the way he handled his instrument also, even though I'm left-handed and Elvis was right-handed. But when I was in grade school, the kids would tell me that I was trying to wear my hair like Elvis. And I guess I did. I guess I did kind of combed it like that. But I guess I weren't aware of it. But, I mean, because I was just so into his music, I just liked his style, you know.
Now, you formed an all-girl band in high school.
Yes, I did. The name of the group was Bobby Lynn and Her Idols. And although, you know, the Idols didn't stay with Bobby Lynn, though, because, they went separate ways. You know, we had one girl, didn't she didn't want to travel. And then there was another one, I think, I'm not sure, but I think she had gotten pregnant or something. And so she had to leave the group. But I was very much into what I was doing, and I knew what I wanted to do in the future after I finished high school. I wanted to be a recording artist. So I pursued my career.
This is a good time to hear your first hit, which was recorded in 1962, You'll Lose a Good Thing. Why don't you tell us about this recording session, what it was like for you to be in there and actually doing it?
Okay, all right. First of all, it was very exciting to know that I had a record contract and I was going in to record some of the songs that I had written, that I had ready, because as a matter of fact, when the manager came to me, I was already ready for a full album because I was always writing poems in school. So I was, you know, so that part of it was really together. And especially that one, although that one got a story behind it, Terry.
Let's hear it. Let's hear the story.
The story is I was going with this guy named Sylvester. And we were very young, you know. And I saw him talking to this young lady, and I thought he was going with her, and I told him off about it, and he said no. He said it's just his friend's sister that he was talking to, but there was nothing else that he can tell me. I was very set on saying that this was another girl. So I went home and I boo-hooed, you know, and I ended up writing words from it the very next day, and he would call and say he's so sorry and that this. And I said, Sylvester, there's nothing you can tell me, because if you lose me, you're going to lose a good thing. So I had told him this phrase three or four times, and then to really stop and think about it. And I was already a songwriter, you know, so I said, wait a minute, I can write this turn this into a song. And that's what I did. And that one song opened a lot of doors for me.
Well, let's hear it. This is Barbara Lynn, recorded in 1962.
Treat me, and I'll be good to you, 'cause if you should lose me, oh yeah, you'll lose a good thing.
That's my guest, Barbara Lynn, recorded in 1962. What was your look back then? What did you wear on stage?
Oh, first of all, I had wigs. Not only I, but all of us. When I say all of us, I mean people like Diana, because we were all out there, you know, on tours, you know, and we all carry those big boxes with the wigs in there.
What kind of wig did you wear? What kind of look was it?
Oh, let me see. Kind of a long wig, yeah. Flipped up. Not under, but up. And the reason why I'm laughing is because right today, if you walk into my home, you'll see a big, giant picture of me with the wig on. It's in color, though, of course. But that was the kind of look that we had. And sort of like, okay, not bangs, but just sort of a little curl coming down to the right. Yeah.
A spit curl?
So, yeah.
Now, I think you were underage when you started recording, and I think your producer had to get your parents' permission for you to sign with the record company.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Were they enthusiastic about giving you permission to launch a professional career?
Well, yes and no. Okay, my mother was. My father was a little bit, he was a little bit against it in a way, because he wanted me to go to college. And so he told my producer, he said, well, if Barbara doesn't make a hit record during this first trial, she would have to go on to college. And so we all agreed. So I said, okay. So that's when they took me on into the studio, and we recorded the album, If You Should Lose Me, You'll Lose a Good Thing. And You'll Lose a Good Thing was a winner, so my father didn't pester me into going to college. But I wish I would have gone, though, anyway, Terry, because that was a good thing for him to, you know, to tell me that I should go on, you know.
Now, your mother traveled with you on your first tour.
Yes, when I first started, my mother started traveling with me. My father thought it was best because I was green behind the ears being so young, and I hadn't did that kind of traveling before. So when I had to do my first tour, he told her to go on out there with me, and she did. And today I thank her so much, Terry, and she's still living too. She's 78 years old. The reason why I thank her so dearly about it is because at that time, drugs were going but not as strong as it is today. And I did not want to be out there for those things anyway. No. I loved her for being out there with me. Oh, yes. I mean, we had good times. And then after I would finish performing, we'd go back to my room and we'd count my money, you know? And that was such, that was the good part about it. So young, making this kind of money. Oh, boy. No.
Now, the Rolling Stones recorded one of your songs.
Yes, they recorded, "Oh Baby, We Got a Good Thing Going."
How did that
and
come
that
about?
That was exciting. That was exciting, too. Well, I was sitting at my home when I got a phone call from Huey, my manager then. And Huey say, "Dahl," well, that's what he would call me. He said, "Dahl, I have someone on the other end that would like to speak to you." So I tell him, okay. So he put the guy on the telephone, and he say, "Hi, Barbara, this is Mick Jagger." I said, "Who?" "Mick Jagger," he said, "yes, of the Rolling Stones." Oh, boy. And so you must have imagined how I felt and what I was looking like. And I said, "Well, how are you?" He said, "I'm doing very well." He said, "Barbara," he said, "we would like to cover one of your songs, Oh Baby, We Got a Good Thing Going. And we're here discussing it now with your manager, Huey Moe. And if with your permission, we would like to do it if it's all right with you." So I told him, "You have my full permission to record We Got a Good Thing Going." He said, "Okay." You know, and it was really exciting too, Terry, you know.
Why don't we hear your version and their version back to back?
"He may talk about me and scandalize my name, but deep down inside, baby, I know you're my only man. So don't worry. We've got a good thing going. So maybe I knew her once upon a time, but that's all in the past, babe. Baby, let me know you're mine, all mine, all mine. No matter how much she wants me, I'm not going nowhere. I'm gonna stick right.
Barbara Lynn, what did you think of the Stones' version of your song?
You know, Terry, I really wouldn't have cared how they would have recorded it, just knowing it was coming from the Rolling Stones. But no, though, really, I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, I still got that copy at home, too. Yeah.
My guest is Barbara Lynn. She's making a comeback with a new CD called Hot Night Tonight. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. Let's get back to our interview with Barbara Lynn. She's best known for her 1962 hit, You'll Lose a Good Thing. Now she's making a comeback with her new CD, Hot Night Tonight. You got married and had children pretty early in your career. How did that affect mm-hmm. your ability to perform and record?
Yes, well, I had to slow down a bit. I had three children. Well, I've got three children, and I've got two girls and a boy, and I had my first child though when I was 29, and so that did slow me down. But Terry, when I was doing my gigs, in fact, for all three of my kids, I always worked up until my eighth month. I was just so blessed to be able to work that long, you know. But I was under a good doctor, And so, but getting back to it slowing me down, it did, though, because I was unable to go into the studio at times when I was called upon to go in and to record another song. I either didn't feel good or I just wasn't for it, or, you know, I just didn't have that spirit to go in to sing, you know. Sometimes I was dizzy, and that's just it.
Sure.
So it did slow me down for some things, yes.
Mm. Well, you have a son who makes an appearance on your new CD.
Oh, yes. Bachelor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So why don't we hear that track? And this is called You're the Man. Tell us how you ended up recording with him on this track.
Okay. My producer, Don Smith, we were having, I think, Chinese food one night after we had just gotten out of the studio in Aurora, California. And Don's, and well, I had already told Don about Wise. Well, we all, the family call him Wise, his real name, Bachelor Wise Johnson, but I call him Wise. And so I was telling him that I have a son named Wise who is a rapper. I said, although he haven't really made it big yet, but he's, you know, he's still trying. And he said, well, Barbara, you ever thought about maybe putting a little rap in your music here in You're the Man? And so my son went in, and we recorded it, and Wise did his rap part to it.
Well, why don't we hear it? This is You're the Man.
That's the story.
And the queen of blues, putting it down with the sound that you can't lose. Sophisticated with the down home blues, keeping it true. Busting in a new millennium with something new. Barbara Lane, she said it before, I said it again. You lose me, you lose a good thing. Hip hop meets blues, huh? Enough said. Hell of a combo like Oprah and Jenny Craig. It's all about the man and me. I'm doing things on his mic that you can't believe.
You know,
wearing out your canopy.
Hello,
bring your funk to the jamboree. Camel OB, we rolls in a Bentley. Ice on your pinky that chills the hand gently. Dip down on Melrose, watch your sparkle. Put you on a cloud, only heaven and stars go.
I thought I would never find love again, yeah.
Oh. Right here.
Now that you have a son who would like to be in the music business, does it make you think of when you were young and your mother accompanied you on your first tour?
Yes, yes, indeed it does. And I always tell him, too, be careful what you sign, because your mother, you know, had to get out there. I mean, it was easy for me to get a recording contract at first, but you have to read the fine prints of any contract that you sign. And this is something that I did not do, you know, and a lot of my royalties today has been, I must say, Terry, messed up, you know, because I didn't get what I should have gotten. But I'm like this, you know, I hang in this type of music, I mean, in this type of business, because I love the business I'm in. But I would tell any new artist of today, be careful what you sign and let a lawyer read it. And that's what I tell my son also.
Well, I want to play something else from your new CD, Hot Night Tonight. And this is something that's, it's just you and guitar.
Oh, yes. Oh my goodness,
it's called,
yes.
It's Been So Long.
It's Been So Long. Terry, I wrote that in about 30 minutes in my room after Don called me and said, Barbara, we need one more song on here, and why don't we do it with just you and your guitar? And I said, Don, just me and my instrument? He said, yeah. I said, you think that's going to sound good? He said, oh, yeah. He said, let's just, you know, Don is the kind of producer like this. He makes you feel so much at home till you just want to record anything, you know. but anyway, so I did what he told me to do. I hurriedly wrote a song within about 30 minutes, and I told him, I've got it. And so he said, okay. And so when he picked me up, we went back to the studio, and we recorded it. And I titled it, It's Been So Long.
Well, before we hear it, let me thank you so much for coming today and for speaking with us.
Oh, wow. I just want to thank you for having me.
Barbara Lynn's new CD is called Hot Night Tonight.